I want to push myself.
You want to hike the Appalachian Trail?
2,000 miles. You have gone mad.
2,000 people a year try to do this. Less than 10% make it.
You are not doing this alone.
Depression is Katz.
Stephen?
Not Stephen Katz.
Good luck. Try not to die, okay?
We go.
We go.
John Muir once said, sometimes a man just has to get a loaf of bread and throw it into a sack and jump over the back fence.
You okay?
Never better!
Okay, here's the deal. In a walk in the woods, Robert Redford invites an old frenemy from 40 years ago to join him on a hiking trip in the Appalachian Trail. More out of necessity, because the guy's the only one crazy enough to join him and his wife won't let him go alone. Nick Nolte plays his friend, and the film mines its material from this odd couple's interaction along the trail and how they deal with the challenges they face. While Nolte is surprisingly entertaining in this movie, I suppose playing a bit of a version of himself, Redford simply phones in his performance. Maybe he's getting too old or his heart just wasn't in the project, but Redford's lackadaisical delivery sucked all the energy from the film itself. On the surface, it's a charming enough story, and with two seasoned actors, it should have been a lot better. However, it's a typical release you'll find in the midst of adult-skewing dramas in the September release schedule. A Walk in the Woods gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.